6 to 9, 215, 110. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 in my big old pickup truck. I'm going down Highway 110 listening to a podcast in my big old pickup truck.
Hey, it's Stiefer, and welcome to another episode of the 110 Podcast, a podcast where I talk about one song in 10 minutes. This week, I'm featuring The Shit I'm Swimming In by Creepy Crawly, and I found Creepy Crawly through the algorithm. So I started taking notes because you guys know sometimes I forget how I found a band, but then I realized algorithm could have meant like Instagram or also Spotify. So then I was getting confused. Yeah. So I don't know exactly how I found Creepy Crawly, but they did come through one of the algorithms. And I was not going to pass up the opportunity to click on a band called Creepy Crawly or an artist called Creepy Crawly. I just loved this song. I fell in love with this song. I saw Shit and I was like, yep, we're going to play that one first. Oddly enough, it is the last song on the album. I love a song that uses shit appropriately or creatively, or I don't know, in a clever way. That's creative, right? Anyways, I love this song. And then I just fell in love with the album. I'll talk about that afterwards. But this song resonated with me. I think it really is like a positive message. And you got to listen all the way to the end. We're not going to play the whole song, but you need to go just check out the song on your own. So with that, I am going to play a clip of The Shit I'm Swimming In by Creepy Crawly, followed by a clip from Creepy Crawly. I love clips, you guys. Oh, is that two in a row, you guys? Whoop, whoop. Yay for clips. I love and appreciate clips. So let's check it out.
People I've lost touch with, people I should have lost, all of the friendships I fucked up. Times that I was not there when I should have been there, being a person to count on. I am in charge of the shit I'm swimming in. I am in charge of the shit I am living with. I'm in control of the whole damn thing. Binging on TV shows, scrolling through videos, my phone is controlling my thoughts. You tell me to put it down, I cannot.
My name's Rachel, and Creepy Crawly is my musical project. So the song The Shit I'm Swimming In, it's the closer to my first album, which came out last year in May. It started as this like kind of drunken sounding little chromatic piano song that I was messing around with at home. My bassist says that it makes him think of like about a Randy Newman kind of style song. I don't know. So I took it to Joel Harries, who produced the album and did an amazing job. And I think he was a bit uncertain about what to do with it, but we fleshed it out with guitars, bass and drums and kind of made it feel a bit more alive and a bigger thing. And it kind of, took on this persona. We really enjoy playing it live as a band and usually use it as a closer to the set because, we make a big a big thing about its ridiculous swaying end and the silly theatrical high note, which is great fun to play live. The song itself is kind of really me trying to tell myself to stop or start doing a bunch of things, to stop doom scrolling, to stop spending money on a credit card when I don't have any money to spend, to start finishing projects. Although the album was finished and this song is at the end of it, so I suppose that is that's a sign of positive change, to start getting in touch with friends and reaching out, and to stop taking the path of least resistance, which is a path that I've been following for a long time and doesn't always lead to the best things, I guess. So yeah, I guess I was visualising this kind of river of shit, which in the UK we've got rivers full of shit everywhere because our water companies are destroying the quality of our water, but that's a side note. I was like envisioning this river of shit and myself just getting to the riverbank and climbing out of it. I guess that's what it's about. There's some sense of resolution in the song when I say that I tell myself that I can be happy. Yeah, it's a little bit about owning my mistakes and actually making a change rather than continuing to doom scroll. But yeah, I'm so glad this song has connected with people. Yeah, I hope you enjoy it. And yeah, thanks so much.
Words to Live By, very relatable song. And the vocals, whew, the accent comes through, you guys. But I love it so much. You guys know I love an accent. But you guessed it, Rachel is not from here. She is from a land far, far away called Manchester. I believe the Spotify profile said, well, she said UK. Oh, damn it. I will never sway along to this song live in person, you guys. And that makes me really, really sad, even more sad than I already am. I'll get into that right now. But this song is off of Like a Real Thing from 2005, as Rachel mentioned. Her only album out right now. I can't wait for more. There are singles and EPs, though. It is a trip. Let me tell you about this album. It starts off really fancy, and I consider fancy to be like piano. So that first song, I was like, ooh, I was like, what is this, right? So when I was doing the deep dive, and I started off, you know, from beginning to end, as we always do, we always listen through at least the album, if there is an album, like, you know, for the song that I'm featuring. And yeah, I was like, ooh, damn, this is fancy with this piano. Overall, it is very mellow, but it starts to get really heavy, and then it starts to get dark. Careful with Waking Up. That one, yeah, I feel like trigger warning there, but I was like, ooh, I was like, this is some heavy topics here. Tide was a really great song with imagery as well as ripples. You guys know I love like a beach, like sea, ocean song, like a water song, and that was definitely the Tide. And then Ripple also had some good imagery, like with the lyrics there. But I just wanted to say that I loved this album all the way through and the journey that it took me on. It was mellow, but I was not crying my eyes out. And you guys know that I've been in a mood lately. And if you've been following me, you know it's because my Kopi Dopi died, my dog passed away, and it's been really hard. Like, her and Bailey were, even though you couldn't see them, you, in the past few videos, you could see, like, if you saw, like, a mismatched, like, white spot in the background, it wasn't the carpet, that was Kopi. But yeah, this is, like, the first episode that I'm recording without her. They were always in the room, they were always by my feet or, like, sacked out next to me recording. So, yeah, that's gonna be really sad moving forward. Anyways, just wanted to mention that. Check out The Shit I'm Swimming In. It was a great song. Check out the album, Like a Real Thing. I highly recommend, you guys. I can't say anything else. High praise. And this song will be added to the Expand Your Playlist /110 podcast playlist, where you can find most of the songs that I've ever featured on this podcast. You can follow Creepy Crawly at Creepy Crawly Music on Instagram. You can follow me at D for Music, DEEFUR Music on Instagram. just throwing it out there because I do, this will make me happy, you guys, and I'm kind of really sad right now because of Kopi. I love sending mail. I will send mail anywhere, you guys. So if you feel comfortable DMing me an address, I will send you stickers, free stickers, cute envelopes, DIY envelopes made from trash. So yeah, let me send you mail and make me feel better. I'm playing a comedy show, the Angry Horse Horseplay Comedy, April 2nd. It's going to be a weird show. I'm putting in a comedian sets into songs that night. And I'm also playing FMC, just my songs, you guys, Fullerton Museum Center, April 18th for the Women's Festival, the rescheduled Women's Festival. So I'm excited to go support small vendors there and just support the FMC over there because that's a spot that I love. I want to thank you for listening. I hope you listen next time to check out a small artist or band. Say hi to your dog for me. Bye.